which was sort of a late, it was a late decision, but at the college that I went to, there were a lot of requirements that you had to take, and so we wouldn't start to major until kind of late college.
And so it was, was that Brooklyn College?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then you went on to Harvard?
Yeah, I majored in art, and I really did, I was thinking of myself more as a painter at that time. Mm-hmm. And I also continued going to the museum school while I was in college. Mm-hmm. I went to Harvard about 3 or 4 years after that on a scholarship to Harvard Graduate School of Education, where I studied art history and art education, and studio work also.
Right, because you are a teacher.
Yeah.
So somehow from there you went to, did you go to Bucks County right away or see what you
found? Oh, no. Yeah. After we lived in Massachusetts for about 6 years, and then we moved back to New York for about 3 years, and I started to go to Taiwan when I came down. When we moved down here,
did you teach during that time?
I taught part time. Yeah. I taught different. I taught at the Henry Street Settlement in New York. Before that, in Boston, I taught in the South End and outdoor arts program, different kinds of after school programs.
And when did you come to Doylestown or Pennsylvania?
And why?
Well, the reason that I came to Bucks County, the reason was that my husband was accepted at the Temple University PhD program in psychology.
It did, so it didn't have to do with the reputation of Bucks County as a center of
education. No, except that when we were looking for a place to live, we were very attracted by this particular town. Mm-hmm. We decided we had been living in New York for 3 years, and we had both grown up in New York, and we decided that we wanted to move to a smaller town. And my husband went back and forth from New York to Philadelphia and just drove around looking at different towns, and he really liked Doylestown. And there was someone in Doylestown who agreed to rent us a house. So, but we really loved it. I mean, we just loved the way the town looked.
It's pretty.
Yeah. I would like the fact that it was the center of town and you could walk around. It wasn't, we didn't want to live in the country.
So he was a student or he had gone back, was going back to
He had been a student he had been working and also been a student all along, but he was going for his study. He had just finished a master's degree at New School and he was going on to a PhD program.
So you're still here?
Well, we stayed here because we liked it. Well, that's about 6 or 7 years ago. We've been here about 6 years. Yeah. We bought this house about a year ago.
So what? And you teach full time. We're 9 months of the year now.
And I started going in 73 after, well, the first couple of years that we lived here, I did a lot of substitute teaching and I had classes where I taught silkscreen printing in my own studio. And then I was accepted to the Tyler program. And at the same time, I got a job at New Hope Solbury Elementary School. Both things happened at the same time. I finally got a job. And I was going to go to Tyler at the time if I didn't get a job. And I had I had a small scholarship, and I gave that up and decided to go to Tyler part-time. So it took me 4 years to finish that program. So I went from 1973 to 1977.
Which you threw me out.
Yeah, I finished in 77.
I guess you
last
have all.
June, and I had a show.
This is a master's program?
Yeah.
I thought that you couldn't go do the master's program part-time there.
Well, it's not encouraged. If you're accepted into the program and you ask if you can attend part-time, they may agree to do that. They won't normally accept a lot of part-time students. I have other friends who don't. I know other people who do the same way, but they're very few.
Do you work in the evenings? You've got the summers, but when do you mostly do artwork? work you're teaching too.
Well, yeah, teaching is very hard.
Yeah, right. It's pretty much it takes a lot of hours to.
Yeah.
To, I don't know too much about printmaking, but.
Yeah. I've been, you know, working in, trying to work in the studio mm-hmm. every day since mm-hmm. the summer started. To finish the program in Tyler, I took off 6 months, mm-hmm. and I had a professional leave of absence. Mm-hmm. So I didn't teach from last January until mm-hmm. The whole spring semester, yeah. and that was when I got a lot of the work ready for mm-hmm. Michelle. Then I came back to school in September.
Did you have your question?
No, lots of this.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, first of all, I'd like to have you just talk about your work, and, you know, what you think you're doing now and how you feel about it, and describe it a little bit.
The series that I'm working on now has mostly to do with writing and marks and with texture, surface, the kind of, you know, creating a certain kind of surface. I'm not very interested in color. Most of the prints are monochromatic, whether blue or black. I'm more interested in the quality of the writing gesture. Some of them still have little references in them to maps because of the series that I was doing before that, where I was very interested in maps, but for the same reasons, for the texture quality, rather than as a system of information. Mm-hmm.
What about the drawing you do? How does that fit in with your print?
The drawings are very close, similar to the prints. I don't see them as being very different. In fact, I treat them sort of like prints, as like a total, almost as though I'm working on a plate.
How do you feel about living in Bucks County as a sort of an artist in an artistic community? Do you find that do you get anything from it in artistic support or financially, or do you feel like it's a strong place to live artistically? Do you have any feelings about that?
Living here is really more of a very nice place to live than an artistic community for mm-hmm. me, because of the kind of work that I do. And I really have to look to Philadelphia or to New York for, you know, whatever you call it. You mentioned artistic support mm-hmm. for. Mm-hmm. I think because the kind of work that's associated with Bucks County artists is of a certain genre, mm-hmm. and my work doesn't fit into that, so I really don't feel like I'm part of, you know, Bucks County artists.
Do you feel that there is a feeling of connection or competition between Bucks County artists as a group? In your experience?
Not that I know of. Yeah. Because they're all so different. And I think there may be a growing number of artists who are working in a contemporary vein, are now becoming aware of more people mm-hmm. the longer I live here. But it's hard to find them, and they're often, you know, they're sort of transient. I mean, be here for a while and then move to the city.
Do you think there's anything that could be done to foster this feeling, or do you think it's just the way it is?
Well, I think having a center for the arts, like Bucks County Center for the Arts, would be something in the right direction. When I moved here, I was aware of Wayne Art Center and Cheltenham mm-hmm. and Jenkintown and all the others, and I was very conscious of the fact that there wasn't anything in Doylestown. So I think that's really a step in the right direction, if they show some kind of interest in contemporary art. But for the most part, the people who come here and the public think of Bucks County art as a certain kind of art, and they're mm-hmm. looking for covered bridges and
mm-hmm. barns.
And, yeah, barns mm-hmm. and watercolors. So it's hard to
say the same thing that you're saying. So many of them actually do say that.
Maybe we need to get to know each other or you know, kind of find out. Maybe by having a center for the arts, we would kind of get in touch with each other. But that was why I was more inclined to start the gallery than I did in Philadelphia, because I didn't think there was enough of an audience here.
And you do spend, well, you do spend a fair amount of time, I mean, frequently visit the towns?
Well, it depends on what needs to be done at the gallery and to see shows. I try to get to New York and I try to get to Philadelphia. But as far as looking at art, there isn't anything, particular to look at here.
Right.
But I find it a very nice place to live.
Right. That's similar to what other people have said. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love my house, I love my studio, I like the space,
Does it bother you to feel that there isn't more sort of close by interaction with other artists? I mean, do you feel isolated?
It doesn't bother me that much, I think, because of the kind of person that I am. I mean, a lot of people have to live in the city because they have to have a lot of people around them that are generating a certain kind of energy. And I have a family and I have two children, and I'm teaching and going to the gallery, and I'm very busy most of the time. Maybe just socially, but
I'd like to talk more about the gallery and how it started and what it is.
I don't feel that much of a lack for myself, but I know a lot of people have to be somewhere where there's a lot of people that are just, into the same kind of thing that they are.
Would you like to hear? Would the gallery interest me?
Sure, I would like to hear. Yeah, I would like to hear.
Started it. It's such an important part of what you're doing.
Well, I have a friend in Rhode Island who started a women's cooperative gallery called HERA about 4 years ago. And I always admired what she had accomplished and what their gallery had accomplished. It has had some national acclaim, and it's been written up in a lot of the art journals. And they have had very good shows, and it's created a really supportive climate for the women artists in that area. And it's also done a lot for an area which is pretty deprived of culture, that end of Rhode Island. So I thought that it would be a good idea to move the city that badly.
Well, I'm not sure. I think she, as far as I can gather, I think she would if it worked, if it fit. Although she's not screaming and yelling and saying.
But a lot of people say that, but there's only been.
Well, she has a husband and kids, and he's got to pick up and go.
It's a beautiful place, and it's really nice. I feel like there's an establishment that controls pretty much who gets into these shows in around this area, and this may be very effective in keeping a lot of more contemporary artists out.
They're having Brodsky is one of the jurors with George Antonin at the Phillips Mill Show.
Oh,
which is really nice.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's terrific
because she's not from the area. She's also very contemporary, and she's juried other shows, so that's really much more.
Well, it's
bound to be different.
Well, a lot of times the judges are the same people for every show, and they're the watercolor people that do the scenery, and they're fine. But if you have the same judges for every show all over the county, you're going to get the same kind of painting and prizes. But the same people being juried in and the same ones being juried out for the shows.
Can I make you some ice tea or something? People say that it is. There are a couple more galleries. Mm-hmm. Every year there are a few more, and every year a few fold.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So, there are some interesting things going on. There are a couple of good galleries. The museum has some nice shows, but in terms of if you want to go somewhere where you can see a lot in one day or a lot going on, Washington is incredible. Just fantastic. And you wouldn't go to Philadelphia if you want to see galleries.
No.
All right. Is your job? Okay, I might as well. You were starting to talk about your, the Muse Gallery, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, where is it? And, like,
well,
when I
also, you know, I had noticed that there wasn't a women's cooperative gallery of any kind, really, the way there was in other cities. There wasn't anything like that in Philadelphia. And I wrote a letter to Judy Brodsky, who I didn't know at that time, asking her if she thought there might be some interest. Mm-hmm. And we started to meet with a few other people, and we gradually got enough artists together to, you know, start hunting for a space. And then we started, the small group that started to select other artists, interview, look at work, and we gradually grew. We have 20 now.
Mm-hmm.
And we have poetry readings, we have films at the gallery, and slot talks, and each person has a one-person exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
Well, initially everybody wants to have a show the first year.
Yeah.
After that, there usually is a tendency to want to wait for a while. I don't think everyone's going to want to have a show like once every year.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be almost too much exposure.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
In between, once all the initial members have had shows, we might start having room in the calendar for some invitational shows.
And do you have to take turns then taking care of the gallery?
Yeah, that's
You hope to pay the rent maybe out of the...
Well, each person pays $20 a month, and each person paid $50 into the gallery to start with. And that's enough money to cover expenses.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, each person also pays for their own expenses for publicity and mailing costs for their own show. One time we all tripped in together for something extras, like for a group show.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, it's been a very good experience working with the gallery.
Mm-hmm. It'd be nice to do an article like about you starting the gallery. So.
Mm-hmm. One of the reasons I think that I haven't had such a great need to know other artists in this area is that I've been involved with things like Tyler for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And right after that, and it was a definite decision on my part as soon as I finished the Tyler that I wanted to get involved with something else.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when I started the gallery. It was in the last, during that 6 months that I wasn't teaching, that I was getting ready for the show, I also started to go to meetings forming the gallery at Beaver College. So that, there was literally a gap, you know, a time at which I
weren't interacting with some other.
And even before that, before I started going to Tyler, I had silkscreen classes in my own studio, and that was a way that I, at that time, which was several years ago, that I met people in this area who were interested in art, and made some friends that I still have. That's just another way of, you know, teaching classes in your own studio is another way of interacting with other artists.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I'm especially interested in is if you want to talk at all about being an artist and being a woman,
mm-hmm.
which I guess has something to do with Muse, of course. Whether that's a difficulty or a conflict, or whether how you structure it.
I think there still is a degree of maybe not prejudice, but I think it still is at this time harder for women to succeed in the arts than it is for men. I don't think things are as difficult now as they were. I think things have changed a lot. I think the women's movement has really accomplished a lot. But I think there's still room for something like a women's gallery because it gives women an opportunity to exhibit, which they may not normally have. There also aren't that many galleries in Philadelphia, so any additional galleries, whether they're just for women or just cooperatives, is makes it, you know, can make a big difference. It means that many more people have a chance to show their work.
How many of the other women in the co-op gallery are Bucks County artists?
Well, there was one, Monica Armstrong, who just moved to Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. She wasn't really from this area. Mm-hmm. She was from...
Mm-hmm. I thought maybe you had several more.
She moved around here, and she was involved with a women's place or something. One of the women's organizations in Boston. I don't know if I really answered your question about feminism.
I'm how just curious if you have anything to say about it. Because some people have a lot to say about it.
It's hard, you know, I'm not really sure because I don't know if I've worked as hard as I could to get into galleries or to sell my work. You know, I haven't, since I've been teaching a lot of, like over the last 5 years, I've only done that on a limited basis. I've never had a problem, you know, galleries have always been willing to handle my work, and I don't think I've spent as much time at it as I could have, and that's why I'm hesitant sort of to criticize the gallery system too much or the gallery world, because I think that I could have done more.
Are you conscious of your work being specifically concerned
with this thing?
Yeah, or yeah, religion or
no. Not, and I'm not interested in I find that to be very narrow. I mean, I'm interested in feminism and equal rights for women, but I don't like the idea of tying women's art down to a certain kind of danger. I think it's very limited.
Yeah.
And I have a very formalist kind of background. Mm-hmm. I haven't gone to open college and to Tyler. So I was very, very much influenced by what some feminists would call male art of the 60s.
Mm-hmm. So your way is that you're a woman and you're an artist.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we said in our gallery statement, that just the fact that we're women and we're artists is a statement in and of itself, and we didn't need to make a strong feminist statement. We weren't, we didn't want to make a political statement so much as to present ourselves as a group of women artists who were working together, you know, to have this gallery.
This has been an interview with Judy Heap, the interviewers are Lydia Quill and Jesse Malak.